Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown beginning on Saturday. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
The original agreement would have kept the government open until March, with $100 billion in disaster aid and billions more for farmers. But Musk, whom Trump has tapped to lead a new government efficiency effort, launched a last-minute pressure campaign against it, blasting the bill as a crime bloated with wasteful spending, saying anyone who supports it deserves to be voted out in 2 years.
Now, Republicans are working to craft a new bill. Giselle Bellicot speaking outside a courthouse in France.
Je pense aussi à toutes les autres familles.
The woman who was drugged and allowed to be raped repeatedly by up to 70 men, a crime set up by her husband, says she was thinking of other families affected by this case and other rape victims. When she decided to let her identity be known, her ex-husband was sentenced to 20 years behind bars today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Students returned to Abundant Life Christian School Wednesday after Monday's deadly shooting there. Students retrieved belongings they left behind after they evacuated the school following the gunfire that killed three, including the suspected shooter. Six others were injured, with two still in critical condition. The State Department of Health Services is reporting Wisconsin's first human case of bird flu in Barron County. The exposed person is a female farm worker who had relatively mild symptoms consistent with influenza, including sore throat, a slight fever, some fatigue, and some eye discharge. She's expected to make a full recovery. And Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he has no interest in running for governor. The Republican leader says he plans to serve out his term and is committed to serving as speaker. Voss says his to-do list for the upcoming legislative session includes tax relief and codifying voter ID laws into the state constitution. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have snow on the way today through tonight. 3 to 6 inches of accumulation will be possible, and there could be times where the wind is up to 20 to 25, and that could create some blowing snow at times. High 29 today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, not as windy, with a high near 30. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you, 8:03 on Thursday morning. The snow has started outside the Max FM studios. Here is Donny Hathaway this Christmas on Max FM.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright, we're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you this Christmas. And as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. Shake a hand now.
blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Shake a hand now. Wish your brother Merry Christmas.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:10 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, it has started snowing in the listening area. We have a winter weather advisory that is in effect until 6 a.m. Friday morning. You heard me correctly. Winter weather advisory till 6 a.m. on Friday morning. We're expecting total snow accumulations between 3 to 6 inches of snow. This impacts the whole Max FM listening area. And we know that travel could be a little bit difficult later today, and this could lead to some hazardous conditions. So plan ahead. We are monitoring for closings, delays, and cancellations. If you do have a closing, delay, or cancellation, please reach out to us. You can text us 608-355-9970. You can also reach out to us on social media. Or if you have my email address, you can email me as well. So if you do have a closing, cancellation, or delay that you want us to talk about on air, let us know about those. The easiest thing to do is text our text line. You can also do that free via the free Civic Media app. We will monitor that throughout the day, and we will make announcements throughout the day as appropriate. So we are monitoring that as we know the snow will get to be a little bit heavier later in the day. So, yeah, it is that time of year after all. It is Wisconsin. And we talked about those tree toppers and unique tree toppers. If you have any unique tree topper, text those in to us on our free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on the mouse, click text, and text those in to us. So we've gotten a couple in so far. I'll talk about those momentarily. Now, as we mentioned, Christmas is only 6 days away, and the holidays are here, and it's New Year's coming up soon, and some people do lean on those adult beverages to get through the next few weeks, and a new poll found more of us are doing this year. 48% of Americans don't plan to drink or do anything during the holidays. That is up 42% from when the same question was asked 2 years ago, and we'll see how that goes. Now, for people who don't plan to be sober this month, here are some things that we're drinking. And eggnog was not the number one option. I am shocked by this. People were asked, what will you be doing this holiday for an alcohol beverage? And number five, straight liquor. 10% of people are not messing around. Number four was mixed drinks at 17%. Again, I mentioned eggnog. That came in third this year at 19%. The number two adult beverage of choice this year during the holidays is wine at 21%. And a close number one was beer at 22% of the vote. Only 6% said cider or spiked seltzer, and 5% said champagne. Now, I know people that do put some other adult content into their cider as well, and so that's always an option. But, you know, if you're going to partake, make sure you do so responsibly. Don't drink and drive. That's the most important thing. We have bar buddies in this area, so definitely utilize them if you're going to be out and about during the holiday season. We want everyone to get where they're going safely. So yeah, I'm surprised. Eggnog is only the third most popular holiday drink. I honestly thought that would be number one. Now I had someone just ask me, what do I think of eggnog? I'm not a fan of it. I know it's shocking. It's not my favorite. It's not something that I would partake in. It's just, I've had it. It's not my thing. There's a lot of other things on that list. If I'm going to partake in an adult beverage at this time of year, eggnog is not it. Sorry to all the folks that are out there. Okay. So we were talking about things that go on the top of your Christmas tree, and usually it's a star or an angel like myself. But we asked what some of the unique ones are, and a couple of responses I got was a giant bowl, a bell, and then Michael said SpongeBob, and he sent a picture of that, and yeah, that is cool. SpongeBob on top of the Christmas tree, that is by far the best, most unique one I've seen so far. If you have a unique Christmas tree topper, text those in to me. I want to hear what those are. We'll talk about those a little bit more if we get any more of those in, because we want to know what those unique Christmas tree toppers are besides a star or an angel. And again, some people's top of their Christmas trees are bald. Ours right now, we have not put anything on top of our Christmas tree yet, so we're working on figuring out what that's going to be. So yeah, text in those unique Christmas tree topper ideas. So far, SpongeBob on top of the Christmas tree, one of the best ones I've seen out there. I like it, actually. It's kind of neat. So, yeah, we appreciate those. So, as I mentioned, if you do have a closing or cancellation that you want to pass along to us, please be sure to text those in to us. You can send those to 608-355-9970. You can also use the free Civic Media app. That's the easiest way to text those in. Or if you need to, you can email. You can email david.grant@civicmedia.us. We will keep a running total or a tally of those throughout the day. We'll announce them as they come in. And so we want everyone to know kind of what's going on. It's our first kind of big snow of the year. And, you know, it's almost probably time to think about maybe getting that snowblower out. And I'll mention that's our grand, one of our grand prizes in our grown-up gift list. So Jay Roberts will be in at 11. He'll have our next keyword in our hourly giveaway in our statewide contest. And you also have a chance to be entered into our grand prize drawing in our grown-up gift list. Again, a humidifier, a luggage set, a robotic vacuum cleaner, an espresso machine, and of course that snowblower. So he'll have that keyword right at 11 a.m. for you, so be sure to tune in for that and have that free Civic Media app ready to go. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, mouth-watering pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Try their Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, or delicious dumplings served with an amazing sauce. Join them on New Year's Eve for a scrumptious prime rib dinner and live music by the Manish Boys Blues Band at 9 p.m. Champagne toast at midnight. Dive into Water Street Social Club at 550 Water Street in Prairie du Sac today.
The holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with 99.7 Max FM. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 99.7 Max FM.
I'm
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 8:21 on Thursday morning. The snow has begun to fall in the Baraboo area. We have a light snow coming down in front of the Max FM studios here this morning. Looking out the window, and I can see a little bit of snow on the roads and the sidewalks. So if you're out and about traveling, please do so safely this morning. As a reminder, we have that winter weather advisory till 6 a.m. on Friday morning. Here is AHA on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday morning. Here is how you can shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. If you've not got your Christmas shopping done, head over to Max FM, bigdeals.com. Some great deals out there, and these will make some great presents. You can get a $25 certificate to Cosmic Karma Crystals in Baraboo for just $17.50. How about the Amberlux Consignment Shop? A $25 certificate can be yours for just $17. The Rella Street Bistro and Speakeasy, $25 certificate for just $20. And we have some nice ones. If you're looking to do something for your home, you can get a $100 certificate to Epoxy Gurus for just $55. They do work from floors to countertops. We also have a chance to get some other great things that help you out at home. A $65 certificate to Sweet Sanctuary Services can be yours for just $45.50. They will help you organize your home. How about a $500 certificate towards a mini photo shoot at Purple Lotus Studio? This certificate is just $350 and is also a mobile device certificate. And this one, if you have not got that gift for that special someone, I have the gift for you. A $250 certificate towards jewelry at the Jeweler's Edge here in Baraboo, just $175. There's a limited amount of those certificates available, so if you want to get that special someone something special, jewelry always makes a good Christmas present. They have a chance to pick out their own with this $250 certificate. It can be yours for just $175. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. As a reminder, as the snow is starting to fall outside the Max FM studios, and it's looking like it's coming down a little bit heavier now, so I'm looking out the window here, and it's definitely increased a little bit in intensity in the Baraboo area, so if you're out and about today, please allow extra time to get to where you need to go. Winter weather advisory continues until 6 o'clock tonight, and if you do have closings or cancellations, please let us know about those. We will definitely be working on compiling a list, and I'll get that information out to everyone and shortly if we have any, so we are monitoring that this morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsey, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Christmas when we were growing up was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Get the good stuff!
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Marquette captured their Big East Conference opener last night, 80-70 over Butler at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Cam Jones at 23 to lead the way. Marquette hit just 42% from the field and 20%, 6 of 30 from distance. But they won the rebound battle 38-27, including 20 on the offensive glass. Green Bay Phoenix dropped their 8th in a row, this time to Division II Michigan Tech, 72-70 before 5,000-plus on Education Day at the Resch Center yesterday. Green Bay native Marcus Tomaszek poured in 30 points for the Huskies in the upset win. Week 16 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Inglewood with a battle in the AFC West. It's the L.A. Chargers playing host to the Denver Broncos. Packers back on the practice field today after an off day yesterday. They'll host the Saints on Monday night. Packers rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Week for the second time this season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We have snow on the way today through tonight. 3 to 6 inches of accumulation will be possible, and there could be times where the wind is up to 20 to 25, and that could create some blowing snow at times. High 29 today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, not as windy, with a high near 30. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you from the Max FM Weather Center. This just in. Adams and Juneau counties are now under a winter storm warning until 3 a.m. on Friday. They have been upgraded to this due to a southerly track of that heavier band of snow shifting southward. So they have now expanded that winter storm warning for Adams and Juneau counties until 3 a.m. on Friday morning. 5 to 8 inches of snow are expected. The rest of us are still under that winter weather advisory, 3 to 6 inches. We are continuing to monitor this event. So we want to keep everyone safe out there. The heavier snow has started. I'm looking outside the studio window right now and can see that the snow is starting to come down a little bit heavier. Here is Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
It is 90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Billy Joel, still rock and roll to me. 8:38 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, we do have a winter weather advisory for most of the Max FM listening area. 3 to 6 inches of snow are possible in this area. Adams and Juneau County have been upgraded to a winter storm warning. They're expecting 5 to 8 inches in that warned area. The storm is starting to take a southerly track, and that band of heavier snow is starting to shift southward. So Adams and Juneau counties is looking at possible 5 to 8 inches of snow. So we are still in that 3 to 6 inch range. We are monitoring this system closely, and we'll definitely be providing updates as needed. So please keep an eye on your travel conditions as you're out and about. Please take your time getting to where you need to go, and we will definitely let you know of any changes. As a reminder, if you do have a closing, a cancellation, or a delay, you can text those into us, 608-355-9970. You can also use the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Click on 99.7 Max FM. Click text. You can also email those to me at david.grant@civicmedia.us. So if you have closings, cancellations, or delays, please let us know about those. We'll be sure to talk about those as we go out through the morning, the afternoon, and into the evening. We'll have Jay keeping an eye on the midday, Aaron keep an eye on the drive home, and then we'll have Mace with us this evening, our expert meteorologist, and he'll also be keeping tabs on not only closings, cancellations, and delays, but also the weather. So, as I mentioned before, I'm just going to turn around my chair here And yes, as I look outside the studio window, I do see the snow coming down. I can tell you that the sidewalk does have snow on it as well as the roadway. So the snow has been going on for about an hour and 15 minutes or so. Just want to make sure everyone's aware of that and allows plenty of extra time to go where you need to go today and into the evening. This will obviously impact your commute going home tonight. So please travel safely if you're out and about. And again, let us know of any closings, cancellations, or delays. And so far right now, I don't have any to announce. One of our listeners just messaged me that, yes, it is very much snowing very heavily out there. So the snow is here. It is Wisconsin. After all, we're used to this. Just take a little extra time to get out and about where you need to go. So we want everyone to be safe today. That is our goal. And we want to keep everyone in the loop as to what's going on as well. So I'll be monitoring these all day long. Feel free to reach out, either text, email, or even a Facebook message is fine as well to the station Facebook page. Or for those that are with me on social media, you can also contact me there. So however works best for you, just make sure you get the word to us. We'll make sure we get the word out to everyone. But yeah, winter storm warning, Adams and Juneau counties now. That's going until 3 a.m. They're expecting 5 to 8 inches of snow in that area. I'm just popping over to check the rest of it, and we are still under that winter weather advisory until 6 a.m. on Friday morning. If anything changes, we'll definitely let you know about that. I'll keep monitoring that today. We're going to talk about calendar days. It is December 19th, also known as 6 days away from Christmas. Today is National Oatmeal Muffin Day. Healthy muffins look like cupcakes, and you know what? Maybe they help with our cravings. So yes, National Oatmeal Muffin Day. It's National Heroes and Heroines Day, so you can take out those dancing shoes and join in the celebration as we honor our bravest people. This one I found kind of funny. Again, it's December 19th, and it's Look for an Evergreen Day. So if you haven't still hunted down your Christmas tree, today's maybe the day to do that. However, you know, do those places still have those live Christmas trees left? Are they still open 6 days away from Christmas? And now you got to do it in the snow. So, yeah, it's getting kind of close on that one. But, hey, the tree will be around a little bit longer that way, right? This one is one of my favorites. This is not one of my dentist's favorites. It's National Hard Candy Day. So, you know, all those Christmas candies are not so great for your teeth. Yeah, I laughed when I saw that one this morning. So, and those are, you know, I like my hard candy. So I like a lot of candy. Anyone that knows me, I do definitely have a sweet tooth. I know my dentist doesn't appreciate that whatsoever. So, yeah, those are our calendar days today. For December 19th, again, 6 days away from Christmas. Time is flying by for certain. I am shocked we're only 6 days away from Christmas. So we'll definitely keep tabs on everything going on this morning. So again, if you do have a closing, cancellation, or delay, please let us know about those as soon as possible. We'll be sure to get that list to all of our on-air staff today. They will keep you updated throughout the day and into the evening. Again, so far, we have not received anything yet. We are monitoring a couple of different locations. Obviously, there's a lot of people asking if school is going to get called off early. I don't have the answer to that. I had someone message me and said, hey, is school going to get released early? I don't have an answer to that. It's a little too early to tell that at this point in time. I know north of us that some of the schools have, like in the Wausau area, did not have school. And as I'm talking, we did get the Nisita schools will be released at 12:15 p.m. today and no evening activities. So Nisita schools are closing at 12:15 p.m. today, no evening activities. So that is the first one that just popped in here. That's a little bit outside our listening area, but it definitely shows that there is expectation of that up north of us. So if you are traveling today, allow plenty of extra time where you need to go. Slow down. Don't slam on the brakes either. Don't be driving too fast. You want to get safely where you need to go today. and buckle up. So I'll keep tabs on that throughout the morning with you. And then again, Jay will keep tabs through the midday and Aaron into the afternoon and nights with Mace as well tonight. So we appreciate everyone listening. Again, our next keyword, that's coming up 11 a.m. with Jay Roberts. He's going to have our hourly prize and our statewide contest. And tomorrow is the last day of this contest, so make sure you get those entries in now. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
99.7 Max FM. be your number one with the bullet. A loaded gun, your flex, cock it and pull it. We're going down, 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 down. And sugar, we're going down, swing it. I'll be your number one with the bullet. A loaded gun, your flex, cock it and pull it. We're going down. Cock it and pull it.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Little Fallout Boy to get you moving on your Thursday morning. Again, the snow is coming down in the Baraboo area. It is 8:51, going on 8:52. Please drive safely. If you do have a closing or cancellation that you need to get out there, please text that to us, 608-355-9970. We are going to monitor that throughout the day. A little time for David Guetta on Max FM. Titanium.
You shot it.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken
broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
Wake up, who cares about little boys that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. The game of love was all ran down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold. Together, baby, you can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to smile.
Kept it going. till the sun fell down. It kept it going.